One of the celebrity coaches in today's festivities, Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram. Of course, it'll be Team Bennett against Team Alcorn in Game 1 at 5 o'clock of the Salute to Seniors softball game presented by the Center for Orthopedics. Sean joins us on the hotline right now. Sean, we appreciate the time as always. You ready to rock and roll for today?
Oh, I couldn't be more ready. You know, it's been a long 3 months sitting at home writing stories from the makeshift desk I've set up in my living room. So getting out, getting to see actual sports has been great. You know, I got to cover the baseball version of this at Springer Stadium in Avon a couple weeks ago. So I'm really excited to see some softball for the first time in almost a year now.
And I think we're all excited to see this because you've got just about 50 seniors participating in this today with the doubleheader. And, you know, Alcorn was able to state his case when we had him on the show last week talking about the loaded roster that he's put together. And in this little group chat that we're in with myself, Marissa McNeese, you and Tim Alcorn, boy, Alcorn was really talking up a storm. So I want to give you this platform as well to state your case and tell us about your team.
Well, first of all, I think my team is going to be highly motivated. It just happens to be my birthday today. I'm not looking for cards or gifts or anything like that, but I think the girls are going to rise up a level just to give me that special, you know, birthday gift performance. So I honestly do know that Tim got a lot of Elyria girls, a lot of Keystone girls. Those programs are traditionally pretty tough, but we got some, you know, some tough girls as well. A lot of girls heading toward college to play after they you know, well, they've already graduated, I guess, from high school. So we've got some, you know, some good girls, Avon, you know, Columbia, Firelands, Midview, Vermilion, Wellington, all represented on my team, all girls who have done it big for the last 4 years. So I think we're going to give Tim a little bit more than he's, you know, ready to admit that we can give him.
Well, I had no idea that it was your birthday today, so happy 25th or 26th. Yes. I'm not quite sure which, but it looks like somewhere in there. That's just a random guess. I'm throwing darts there, but you don't look a day over 30, so we'll just go with that. So happy birthday. Hopefully you'll get a nice gift at the end of the night if your team can get by Team Alcorn, because he's been talking a lot in recent weeks. Now, Sean, you're very closely tied in with the softball community, and I know it had to be a lot of fun for you to be asked to be a big part of this, you know, not only, you know, to pump up the coverage for this, as you always do such a great job of, but also to be a coach in this too, because this event, while it's going to be a lot of fun, I think you'll agree, it provides the seniors a terrific opportunity to do something that they unfortunately just weren't given the chance to do.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And first and foremost, I want to say thank you to Ken Lugo of Columbia. He is going to be coaching with me, making sure that I don't look like a complete idiot out there, you know, because I'm sure that's quite possible. But he's going to obviously be helping me make some moves, things like that. But, yeah, these girls, you know, deserve one shot at, like, a positive memory of high school. It's just been such a tough thing for all the athletes, not just the spring athletes who had their entire seasons wiped out, but there were more than a handful of winter athletes. You know, a lot of the wrestlers who advanced to the state tournament, the Elyria Catholic girls basketball team, they all have that taken off the you know, off their plate, so to speak. So it's really nice that you know, they were able to organize something so that these athletes can go out and get one last positive memory of high school ball. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's I'm sure there's going to be some competitiveness, but I think fun's going to be top of the list, the to-do list for these girls today, is go out there and just have a good time, have a good last memory, and kind of roll right into summer with you know, one fun thing, you know, as far as competitive you know, softball goes.
Now, we were talking with Keystone head coach Jim Piazza, who, of course, put this together. We were speaking with him earlier, and he was telling us some of the responsibilities when it comes to being the celebrity coach. And I guess we get to put that lineup card together. Have you ever had the chance to do that before?
I have not. And believe me, I have spent, just as I do with my stories, with lots of research, I put hours and hours into this, looking at old box scores, looking at you know, everything I can possibly do to make sure that I'm trying to fit the players into a spot that they'll be comfortable, both in the batting lineup and on the field. And at the same time, trying to mix it up so that they maybe have the opportunity to move around a little bit, try some things. You know, we're going to have Lexi Coggins, who is normally an infielder, possibly playing some catcher, and she's going to be catching Ashley Strauss, their teammates in Fireland. So that's going to be kind of cool. I got a couple of great pitchers in Strauss and Marcelo McMahon, both going to play for Division II college programs next year. It's really cool to kind of look at the names and try to figure out where they can go and try to give everybody some good playing time. And we're batting full roster, so everybody gets to just kind of roll through all 12 names instead of trying to just bat nine. So that's kind of a good way to kind of get everybody a few bats at least too.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I think one of the challenges for us as coaches in this thing is trying to figure out how to celebrate without doing the handshakes or high fives. It's going to be an interesting twist in this coaching third base when if somebody hits a home run, we've got to think of a different way to celebrate, right? That's going to be kind of tough.
Well, especially for me. I'm strictly been no contact during this quarantine. I have a son who's nonverbal autistic who is a double whammy for this coronavirus, unfortunately. He has respiratory issues, and he has a compromised immune system. So I'm definitely a no physical contact type of guy. I'll be in there wearing the mask the whole nine yards. So, yeah, I think we'll maybe talk it out and do some either air high fives, maybe some, maybe some elbow tip high fives. I don't know, something kind of cool to. But, yeah, definitely a lot of clapping and audible cheering. You'll get a lot of that out of me for sure.
I think we're going to hear and see a ton of that throughout the afternoon and into the evening as well. All right, well, it wasn't long ago, about a week ago, you put a real nice article together talking about this game, and you had the chance to speak to a lot of the girls who are going to be involved in this game too here, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see them interact. One of my major takeaways in reading the article was that, these girls know each other extraordinarily well. You mentioned the competitive nature. I'm sure we'll see a lot of that today, but that had to be a lot of fun for you to put that together. And I'm sure that was probably one of your bigger takeaways too in putting this together, in that these girls just know each other so extraordinarily well.
Yeah, and you might have remembered I wrote a column when they first canceled the spring sports season about the personal level this hit me on. My daughter has been playing softball since she was 8 years old. She played travel ball. And it's amazing because you see these Lorain County girls all summer long out in the the travel ball diamonds, Victory Park in North Ridgeville, down at Burliner in Columbus. A lot of these girls who are on opposite high school teams are teammates in travel teams. They play against each other in high school. They play against each other in travel. They sit, they chat, they talk. They're on social media now. They're back and forth with Twitter and Instagram and things like that. So they're good friends, even though they don't roam the same hallways in high school. They're good friends, off the diamond. And I think this is kind of, like I said, I kind of said it in that column, this is kind of a family reunion of sorts. They're all sisters. They're all going to go out there. They're going to have a good time. They're going to be competitive, like I said, but I think they're just really going to go out there and have a good time with a lot of girls. Me and my family know probably at least 4 to 5 girls on every Lorain County roster, softball roster. So it's really cool to kind of get out there and just see all these people that maybe haven't seen in a few months, maybe haven't seen in a year or two, but you pretty much know all these people. You had, dinners with all these people. You had a good time with all these people. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it should be a blast. We're looking forward to it as well. Again, it's the Salute to Senior softball games. Game 1 at 5, game 2 at 7 o'clock, presented by the Center for Orthopedics here on WEOL. Game 1 is Team Alcorn against Team Bennett. Game 2, Team Bull against Team McNeese. Sean, happy birthday. We appreciate the time and best of luck against Team Alcorn tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And obviously, good luck to you guys, too, against Marissa. I know she's out there trying to scout I've seen video of her taking swings, so she's trying to get any edge she can against you. So you got to go out there and put your best coaching effort forward, I think.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm glad she's practicing taking swings. I know I can't beat her in that department. I'm just going to have to try and out-coach her, out-think her a little bit later on today. Sean, thanks as always for the time, man. We'll see you out there.
All right. Thanks, Bull.
Thanks, Sean. That's Sean Bennett with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us and telling us all about his team and just how cool this game is going to be a little bit later on today.